another visitor. Stay a while. Stay forever.
This is The Boop Show, episode 264. Today is November 9th, 2020. Everybody, welcome back to The Boop Show. We talk about video games, usually small, cool little indie projects, sometimes not, sometimes yes, but either way, it's me, Scott Johnson, and Brian Dunaway over there with a comic book. What are we reading? What is this?
This is no comic book,
oh, that's
Scott
Game
Johnson.
Informer. Sorry, he's reading Game Informer. Look at that.
Whoops. This.
Let's see. Let's take a look.
This is my final Game
Countdown.
Informer.
Oh, oh yours is, or just, are they ending their whole run? Are they done?
I don't know. There's an insert that says this is your final Game Informer, which I think is because my thing expired, and I'm super sad. And in other ways, I'm like, let's move on.
Yeah, let's move on. It's a new generation. You should walk into a GameSpot and say, hey, I want that magazine again. Well, that'll cost you this, and you'll say, nope. Then forget it, and then they'll give you a free one for a year.
I'll just look at the internet.
Yeah, the internet, digital. It's where it's at. We got a lot to talk about today. Real quick at the top of the show, though, I'm still playing Watch Dogs Legion. Nice. So nothing really to add there except it's having a great time with it. However, for a while now, I've had, because I got back on sale for a while ago, for a while I've had Days Gone.
Gone Z.
Yeah, which is a PlayStation 4 exclusive zombie game. And I'm playing that, and that made me late for the show this afternoon because I got really, really into it and couldn't stop playing. So
I can't hardly think of a better reason to be late for a gaming podcast than to be gaming.
Then
that
game
is fantastic.
Right? Wouldn't you? I mean, what other way would you want it? Would you like me to be
late?
Why
would you do anything else?
I could be on the toilet, stuck there. Can't get off. Someone help me. Help. 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 I'm trapped. Well, on this toilet.
Help, help, I'm trapped. My legs are numb.
Yeah,
help, help.
Instead, I'm just driving around Oregon in the forest on a freaking motorcycle trying to save everybody from the zombies and the bad people. And look, when that game came out, I got a lot of heat because story-wise, it's basically like, hey, don't we already have Last of Us? And don't we already have The Walking Dead? And aren't we just kind of retreading that? And look, to be honest, yeah, it is. It's kind of retreading some of that. Okay? It's got the zombies. It's got different kinds, though. Some are worse than others. And it's got people who are terrible to each other. So, yeah, we've seen this story before. But the VO is real good. The voice acting's amazing. I don't mind seeing it again. I love my post-apocalyptic futures, whether they're zombie or otherwise. And I'm riding around on a motorcycle.
That's where they sold you, wasn't it? It was the motorcycle.
Yeah, I like it a lot.
Yeah, that's all it takes sometimes. I mean, you can have a take on a genre and just add a twist. As a matter of fact, most innovations happen very slowly.
Plus, it's got
sounds backwards, though. Most innovations happen slowly. No, they don't. They happen very quickly.
Depends on what you're talking about.
Right.
But yes, like it is a Assassin's Creed-y sort of mission system, which I love. I love open world stuff like that. I want to go do this mission and forget these other three. Oh, there's a side thing to do. Woo! Big open world game. Totally my jam. I got really hooked on it today. Here's my only complaint. Brian, you ready for this? Here it comes.
Oh, give it to me. Did you burn your leg on the exhaust manifold of the motorcycle?
No, but now that you mention it, I'm like a biker guy before the zombies came. And so I think I know what's up with the bikes. My guy knows what's up. His name is Deacon, by the way. His name is Deacon.
Oh, anyway. He just took 10 damage to the leg because he wore shorts. Go ahead.
Oh, shit. This is my big complaint. I'm used to playing games that look that good. It looks really good, by the way. Very pretty game. Mm. Dirty, but pretty. I'm used to that lately at 60 frames or better on a PC. And having to play a game at 30 frames per second is a bummer anymore for me. Like I've gotten
spoiled. You should have a PS4 Pro.
Well, I don't even know if that game runs at 60 on the Pro. Maybe. I don't know.
It better.
It might.
It better because I'm planning on picking it up after you talked it up.
Well, it's pretty cool.
And if it doesn't run 60, forget it.
I'm used to it enough to not really care that much now, but I have gotten spoiled by 60 FPS. So I'm excited about a new generation of consoles that are kind of that at a baseline and, you know, 240 hertz and all that sort of stuff is going to be great. So no complaints or grumbling here from me. It's just a point.
Tomorrow, the Xbox hits the streets if you've pre-ordered, and Target has promised there may be one or two at the store. Same for the PlayStation 5 this Thursday, right? Isn't that the 12th? Isn't that right? Yeah. I think it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Target. Yeah. Target's either going to be a hero or a villain.
Well, here's a bummer. Here's a bummer thing to tell you about. Got a listener who sent a tweet this morning to me and copied me on it. And I'm going to read it to you right now because this is breaking news if you're looking forward to your to your new console. This is from J.D. Wilson. His message here is, you have to be kidding me. And he said the following. At 4 p.m. today, Amazon.com sent him a message, which I assume he's probably Eastern or maybe Central Time. He says, hello. This is from Amazon. We are contacting you with an update regarding your order of Xbox Series X. We expect it to ship. We expect to ship your console in the coming weeks. You're supposed to get it tomorrow. As we receive more inventory in November and December. At this time, we anticipate that you will receive your Xbox Series X by 12/31 or before.
Before, definitely. It better be before.
Well, that's what you'd want, right? That's what you'd hope.
So they're shooting for look. When you say 12/31, that is like going, well, surely it'll be this year.
Yeah.
Because that's a very specific date, is it not?
Yeah, in my case.
The last day of the year.
I need mine by then or before then because I'm spending business money for taxes.
Yeah.
So.
And how are you going to – well, you should still be able to get it even if you don't receive it, right? Isn't that
– Well, no matter what you're getting it. No matter what you're getting
it,
you just want to make sure they charge you before the end of the year. If it's a business expense, because it's just better for your taxes.
Right.
But here's what I'm saying. And for a lot of you, it won't be. And for this guy, it won't be. He went on to say, we are making every effort to get it to you as soon as possible and apologize for any inconvenience.
No, they're not.
You will receive an email notification when your order has shipped. If you would no longer like to receive this product, you can cancel from your orders menu.
Ooh.
Well, F that and lame and also lame. If you had the stock to say, yes, your pre-order has gone through on Amazon and you told him on that day that it'll be there on launch day, then you damn well better do it. So I don't know who to blame.
So Amazon's already playing the villain. We'll see how Target does tomorrow.
Target
says that you'll be able to order it in your cart online and pick up your drive-through while supplies last.
Is that true?
That's what Target's saying. That's the trash they're putting out there. Same with the PS5. I'm tempted to give it a try just to see how angry I can get.
Yeah, because that's what'll happen to you. I'm having a very cool, calm thing about this. I usually get really hyped up for console releases, but instead, the way this is going to go for me, I have somebody on the outside there who's got another one coming. It's from Walmart, and his is supposed to be here sometime this week. I'll be cool if it does. If it doesn't, I'll also be cool because at the end of the day, I got this game over here. I got a bunch of PC shit. Exactly. When I play Ragnarok, I'm playing it on PC anyway. So it's all fine.
I'll tell you, you live and die by the Amazon. It has always been a crapshoot with the pre-orders because the same day pre-order, sometimes you receive the same day. Sometimes you've been promised it and it'll ship on the same day. And there's usually a pretty good deal with them price matching if there's anything that comes up between the time you do the pre-order and time it gets there. But you live or die by that crap. But Best Buy and other places like that, if you pre-ordered GameStop, Best Buy, you're probably going to get it.
Yeah, probably get it. Good luck, everybody, is all I'm saying. Good freaking luck. So tell me about this Black Friday Switch deal real quick. What's happening there?
Oh, yeah. Nintendo can't just not get any love. So they're selling their Generation 2 Switch, the big console, the one you plug into your TV, and the Mario Kart 8 Black Friday deal for $299. I'm like, come on, Nintendo.
It's still pretty good. It's not bad,
but it's not like...
It's basically a free game.
It's not like...
That's all it is. It's like, hey, if you buy... They basically just say... They should have said you can buy a Switch and then you'll get a free Mario Kart 8 with it.
What I find interesting is their current marketing scheme. They have... I guess they figure they've already sold all the Switches they can to dad and daughters and sons because I see them trying to really pimp it, get mom a Switch.
Yeah.
Have you seen this marketing?
Yeah, I did. It's dumb.
Weird.
It's weird and dumb.
Right. It's like, mom wants a Switch. No, she doesn't.
She doesn't.
Unless you've been bad, in which case she'll make you retrieve your own Switch.
I mean, I shouldn't say that. My wife enjoys the Switch. My two daughters really enjoy their Switch, so I shouldn't say that. They may, maybe mom wants
look,
a Switch.
Look, if mom is a gamer type, she's already got a Switch.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying is forget about the gender issues here or the family role issues. It doesn't matter. If you're a gamer, right, you're either playing or you don't. Or
I like the idea that moms is sitting around going, gee, look at all the kids and the husband all playing the Switches. I wish I had a Switch. If only my kids love me enough.
Yeah, maybe they could pick up their damn laundry so I'd have some time for the Switch. Well, anyway, a lot going on. We're not here to talk about any of that. We're here to talk about small games, interesting indies that you should be playing, and we're doing it now. Something to add? What are you going to add?
No. My volume was way too loud.
Oh, is that what it was?
My ears bled.
Oh, really? Oh, I don't have it that
loud
your, then.
That was my fault, not you. That
okay,
was on
good.
Me.
I feel better now. All right, I'm going to talk to you about our first game today. This is a game I got on the PlayStation, the PC.
The PlayXBPC.
This is a PC game. It is on Steam. It is called Position X.
Oh, interesting.
Or Positron X.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Or,
Position
or
X is just like, yeah.
Positronics. Think of it that way. See how it works?
Man, this game engine looks super familiar.
Yeah, it's very Unreal, I think. I think it's Unreal.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say that. I don't actually know.
But it looks super familiar, though. I'm telling you that. Everything looks...
Well, it's a...
You sure this is not id? I mean, this looks like... Oh, my gosh. This looks so Quake-ish.
Well, it's
like
Quake-y,
the later stuff.
But I wouldn't call it... No, it doesn't even feel like Quake to me. It just feels like a shooter. Like, there's nothing about it that's too...
Yeah, well...
Too weird. It's also a little more advanced than any id Tech Engine at the moment. Best I can tell. I think this is actually an Unreal Engine 5, but I could be totally wrong.
Right. It reminds me of Quake Arena, but yeah, you're right.
Yeah, it's got kind Unreal. Of that vibe. So, this is Positronics, spelled Positron X... for Steam currently. I don't know if this will end up some other places or not, but basically it is a roguelike shooter. And the way Ooh. I would compare this to this, or what I would compare this to would be things like Risk of Rain 2 or imagine if, well, there's other examples I can't think of right now, but imagine like, did you ever play Ziggurat? Did you ever play that?
I actually did play Ziggurat.
Okay, Ziggurat, another good example. It's like randomly generated.
Now let's ask the chat room, have you played Ziggurat?
I have played Ziggurat. It's very good. Okay. Ziggurat 2 is in early access. I kind of want to check it out.
Oh.
But anyway, Ziggurat and games like that are a lot like this game, which is, hey, what if we had you run around and fight stuff? And then when you win or when you kill stuff, then you get some rad bonuses and or loot and or a better gun or maybe a bonus that you wear through the rest of your run. It's all very random and RNG that way. And then you go to the next level.
Did the HUD shake whenever you fell or the character who's playing right now?
Yeah, the HUD shakes a little bit when you fall.
I like that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Anyway, in this scene or in this this level you're watching right now is kind of tutorial-ish. You're just fighting robot-y dudes. And I don't know what he's doing with his fist because I must not have paid attention to the tutorial because I haven't done anything with my fist yet.
Every once in a while, he just kind of grabs his fist. He's
I don't know what that's about. I have a feeling.
This is not Ziggurat.
It's some ability that I don't know about. But anyway,
you start with force pull or push.
Who knows? But you start with a stupid pistol and it's not great, but that's how shooters are. The pistols are never great, but once you get going, you'll unlock other weapons and other abilities. And when you clear a floor, you get a chest and you get the stuff in the chest and you move on. If you die, you start over, but you earned XP and some bonuses by earning XP and leveling up that will never leave. So they're permanent. And so next time you run, you might be a little more resilient or you might be faster or whatever. It's a single player game entirely. It's meant to be played that way. And most of the runs, with the exception of this tutorial run, are completely procedurally generated. There's no there's no set levels. They're different every time. So in theory, every time you play, it'll be new.
That's a good combination of slowly upping your character through experience play that way, and then randomly making it where you can't remember anything.
It's a roguelike. I mean, it's roguelike. We've all played it a billion times. It's that again. But it's in a shooter form, and it looks really nice. I'm running this on Epic settings, which so far have been just beautiful, 60 frames per second, no slowdown.
Who made this stupid game?
The name of this guy or development studio is Scorpius Games, and they also published it. It is only on Steam currently. Maybe one day it will go other places. I don't know. They don't say. But I can see this game.
How deep do I have to reach into my pockets for this? What was it called again? Psysonic. What was it again?
Positronics. Positronics is going to set you back $19.99, Brian. $20 US to play this game. And I'm just going to put it out there. Of these kinds of games, I'm having more fun with this than I do the other ones I mentioned. I think this is a better game than like Ziggurat. I also like the sci-fi setting a little bit more. It is technically beautiful, and that's a thing that you want to sort of support. Right? You like,
yeah, beauty is in the eye of the beholder, but it's technically beautiful.
Well, you know what I mean, like technical.
Oh, you mean like, yeah, I gotcha.
Technically, like technical beauty.
Gotcha. Not like by a technicality, it is beautiful.
Right. There you go.
But yeah, it's visually appealing in a tech-related way.
Pretty sure there's some ray tracing going on, but I'm not 100% sure on that because I just know the reflections are beautiful and the lighting's amazing, and it may just be that.
And what do you have in your machine, your PC? You have a...
I have a 2080, RTX 2080. Last year's unit. And it's been... I still don't have a game that I can't run on maximum, so I don't even know what a 3080 would do for me at this point, but
right,
something maybe. But anyway,
so we have a single player game here, right? So yep, $20 worth game. Of value. That's not bad in procedural generated areas. I mean, you could probably play for as long as you liked, as you didn't get bored.
Yeah, it just gets harder. And the levels get crazier, and the stuff to fight, the creatures, monsters, whatever, robots.
Now, is it always the robots, or is it? You know, is it like Samurai Jack always killing the robots, or do you go against something organic?
It's a lot of robots. I have yet to kill anything that had blood in it. No blood in there.
No blood.
That I know of, except my
own
when I die.
Are you human?
I am human, yes.
Okay.
Right. I am a human man. Oh, look at this ability he's using right now. So you can slow down time with this add-on. And it's this level, again, is teaching you everything. So there's like gravity fields that just let you float in them. But then right over the bench there, if you got over the other side, that gravity goes away. Or that... anti-gravity goes away, I should say. Gravity comes back. Lots of weird little quirky stuff like that. The guy playing this right now looks like maybe his system's not quite up to smack because he's having a little slowdown.
Yeah, it's slowing down a little bit in that time dilation thing.
Yeah, but it's not...
What was that game that was... do you remember doing the 3D mark with the time... What was that thing? Time shift? What was it called? The time with the 3D mark? Do you remember that?
Splitters. Not time splitters? Not time splitters.
Time splitters? Is that it?
That was a PlayStation 2 game, wasn't it?
I don't remember, but I remember 3D Mark always had it for the PC whenever you do your benchmarks for your machine. And it was like, I think it is Time Splitters. And I always wanted to play that game right. But every time I would try to render it, I'm always trying to push my machine beyond its limits. And it always just looks like this right here.
Yeah.
With the dragging.
This person's doing, which is unfortunate. I didn't have any of this lag. But also, I think maybe this was in early access for a while, and now it's new. It technically came out on the 29th of October, so it's been out for a little bit now. And I really like it. Their description is, Positronics is a futuristic roguelite FPS featuring fast-paced combat, creative movement, time control mechanics, breathtaking visuals, each playthrough giving a unique experience. And I really like it. All the variations really nice. The abilities that you acquire as you go are pretty great.
What's creative movement? Is that code for parkour?
Yeah, like, a little bit.
Do you do any wall walking?
Yeah, there is stuff like that. There's like some crazy wall walking business. There's like some run on the side of the walls, double jumps, just a little more parkour. Yeah, I think that's now that you say it, that is kind of what it is. not that that's bad.
Don't try to fancy up your description. Just say what it is.
Just
say it's Mirror's Edge. Get on with it.
Kind of like Carto. What the hell's Carto? Tell me about it.
Carto is a parkour simulator. No, right. It's actually Carto just came out. It is it is described as a charming adventure game wrapped around a unique world-altering puzzle mechanic.
Wow.
And what that puzzle mechanic is one day you were in the sky with your grandma, right?
What?
You're the girl.
Okay.
Yeah, you're the Carto. You're the lady. You're the young lady Carto.
Okay. So I'm a lady named Carto. Got it. Nailed it.
Yeah. Young girl. Right. And so you're up in the sky with your grandma. A storm comes along and you fall out, right? And she loses track of you. Come to find out, you have magic Carto powers.
Oh, like cartography powers.
Like, exactly. Cartography.
Oh, look at this. This looks rad.
This is awesome. So it's a very cute little cute story. And the, like I said, the main mechanic for gaming is going to the map screen and rearranging like a cartographer, the map so that when you go back into the world has changed. And as you shift things, you'll see different characters appear and you're messing with reality a little bit and you're trying to accomplish puzzles and quests for the different indigenous folks who live here. In order to find your way back home, it's that whole Wizard of Oz thing. You're trying to get back home, and somebody's got some information you need, and so you just keep asking questions, keep adjusting the maps as you would.
Is that grandma you're talking to at the river?
That's not my grandma.
Oh, okay.
Now that may be somebody's grandma, but that's not my grandma. I don't know who that creepy lady is.
All right.
But so in the every time you get to a little square, well, not every time, but most of the time, especially near the beginning of the game, when you get to a square and you explore the square, you'll find a map piece, which then you can go back to the main screen and manipulate, rotate around, and attach it to the other map pieces. Now, the trick is, of course, you can't just attach any map piece to another map piece. It has to be had the same type of terrain. It has to be either water terrain or, you know, or ground or such as that. There are different biomes in the game, so that will eventually come
into play. I like that. I like biomes. Yeah.
I like biomes. I like that idea. And the reason why is because time is passing.
Is there some snow? Is there a snow level thing? A winter?
There is snow level. Yes, it gets wintry. I think the first time I really cut my teeth on anything was in this, kind of a summer or springtime. And I was trying to get through the forest, and man, did that give me problems, because I like this game a lot, and it's really cool game mechanic of being able to manipulate a map and create this world essentially every time you drop out and come back in.
Yeah,
and you can actually stand on a map piece and rotate it, and your character will move along, or you can rotate map pieces that you're not standing on, and sometimes that's necessary. But anyway, trying to get a forest, because there's a quest. They say, okay, you got to find this particular character in the forest. And so you have to start rotating things around to get the forest just right. Or otherwise, the character you're looking for never shows up. Mm. There's many ways to do this wrong.
Yeah.
Is evidenced by the fact that it took me 30 minutes to finally unlock this character. Clearly. By the way, the character is all these kids on this island, this particular island. When they get to a certain age, a ship shows up and they must leave the island never to return. So it's kind of a bummer.
Geez. All right. That sounds kind of Pied Piper-y, like let's get the kids out of here kind of deal going on.
Right, right. Yeah. But I will tell you this. It's a very cute game. Yeah. I like how it looks visually. It's very cartoony.
Yeah, it looks great.
It's developed. Absolutely. Carto is developed by Sunhead Games, and it is published by Humble Games, and it is on Steam now. Came out October the 27th. It's on Steam for about $20. $17.99, $18. But if you have the Xbox Game Pass, it's included.
So it is on Xbox and Xbox Game Pass PC or just PC? Do you know?
It's definitely on the console. I played the console version. It's about a 5-hour game, so you're not going to be, you know, you're not going to be in here for terribly long. But I think it's a pretty decent price for what I'm seeing out there currently for 5-hour games of this quality. It's pretty spot on with the pricing, if you ask me.
This is Logan's Island, the story where you get shipped away. It's like Logan's Island. It's your time to go.
It is like Logan's Island. It's like you're out of here, buddy. And you're like, I'm going to go with you so I can find my grandma.
Yeah. Everybody
needs
grandma.
There's a lot of weird folks in this town, though. I'll tell you that. On this island, a lot of weird folks. Yeah. People dancing around. Some people are half naked.
Oh, wow.
There's a graveyard. I don't like that much.
Yeah.
Spooky.
I'm with you. It looks neat. But I would like to see this. This also looks like a game that would be just great on a Switch, and I don't see that it's available there yet, but maybe it will be.
That's a good question. I'm trying to think of how the controls are set up. I play on the console, so I use my controller.
Oh, I take it back. It is totally available on the Switch. It is.
Yeah, and it just came out the 27th, so I mean, very recent game. My overall review would be that, I like it a lot, and I think in 5 hours I can totally complete it. I didn't quite complete it. I didn't quite have enough time to do it, but I'm going to go back and finish it up because I am interested.
It's only 5 hours. Freaking rip that thing out, man.
Just rip it out, man. Yeah. Post that no commentary on YouTube so we don't have to watch this moron, whoever's playing. That's I don't know what he's doing.
I don't know what he's doing at all. Is this you? Is this actually you?
This is not me. Okay. This is definitely not me.
All right. Well, it seems neat, and I'm color me interested.
But Yeah, car. Actually, a lot of people, I think people know me pretty well because I had several people suggest this game to me, and I had to put it on my wish list because I saw what was coming, and I didn't know it was going to come to the Xbox Game Pass. That's always a surprise. It's always like, hey, I'll be dadgum, it's already here. But yeah, a lot of people suggested this to me, so they know my jam. Well, this is my jam.
There it is. It's his jam. He puts it on his bread. He loves his jam.
That's right. Mm.
All right. Moving forward, let me tell you about another game that is not charming and sweet. Okay. There are no grandmas unless they're dead. This game is being played by everybody and their dog on Twitch. And outside of Among Us, this might be the big hot streamy thing right now.
Oh.
And that game is Phasmophobia.
Oh, yes. I've actually touched this myself.
Yeah. That's a weird thing to say. I like that you touched it yourself.
When I say touch, I mean literally. I played it for like 30 minutes. So I mean,
That's not much. Yeah. Somebody told me that because we were playing with a group the other day. I want to say Travis, Alex, Tanner, and me. Yep. That's right. Who all was there. And we were playing this game. And basically, the game is a horror game, but it's a cooperative cooperative ghost hunting game that one developer put together. It features it's the Unity engine and visually the engine or like the environments look great. No problem. They look great. They look like a place you want to go. It's all haunted. Lighting is terrible. It's going to be scary. Blah, blah, blah. The characters are terrible. They are janky as hell. They bend all over the place. They look wrong. They're going to tweak all that. In fact, I think they might even be like Unity included with Unity development models. Like they might actually just be the stand-in models that you use to build stuff around in that game. But
they're not very interesting, that's for sure.
No, they're super basic. Yeah. And again, early access, one developer, it is what it is. Where this game shines is atmosphere with some of the visuals and the lighting and stuff, but really it's sound design. Sound design in this thing is insane. And by that, I just mean really good, really disconcerting, very creepy. And it also utilizes an in-game microphone system where you're all talking to each other and can hear each other spatially, no matter where you are in the room. I can tell how far away you are, if you're on my left or right side. Like, I'm hearing Alex walk around. And the game also responds to spoken language. So if let's say you go in there and you know the ghost you need to hunt down is for somebody named Susan Williams. You can walk into the game and just start going, Susan Williams, are you here? Susan Williams, are you in this room? Show yourself, Susan Williams, that sort of thing. It affects the game. She will eventually show herself.
See, that's just brilliant.
It's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy how immersive it is. And you got to go in there with a bunch of tools. Like you got temperature things and you got a flashlight and you got a bunch of other shit that's on this big table there.
Are you checking everybody to make sure they're not COVID? It's like, hey.
Keep your distance. Keep your distance, everybody. One guy looks like freaking Mark Zuckerberg.
We want to catch ghosts, not COVID.
No, ghost vid 2019. Anyway, you hunt around, you find stuff and clues. You have mission objectives, and sometimes it's like get a photo of a thing and also get a temperature reading of below 0 degrees or, you know, these different kinds of objectives. And once you've done that, you can narrow it down to the kind of ghost it is. And if you've all guessed properly what ghost was in there, then you get more money when the mission's over.
It was a Slimer in the bathroom with a hot dog.
Well, you're describing my afternoon. But anyway, so it doesn't actually, you don't walk out of there with a ghost in a bottle or anything. You don't capture one. You're just there to like find proof that it's haunted.
And exactly. You are ghost hunters.
Yes.
And that's what I like about
this.
And
you die.
I like some of the limitations they put on the game that intensify the intensity of the scares, which are stuff like setting the generators, turning them on, like the lights, you can turn the lights on for a certain amount of time.
But sometimes the ghost is turning them off and on really fast. And then when you see
like,
a ghost,
you
get a photo of the ghost and they're freaky as crap, these ghosts.
Yes, they are.
Like little
kids. Plus, it artificially makes you walk like really slow.
Oh yeah, you can't walk. You can't run in this game. It doesn't exist.
No, it's just like oh.
Actually, you can hold down shift that says this is for sprint. Whatever.
It's not.
There's no sprinting. There's no sprint.
Sprinting.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. But anyway, the game has. It really left me unsettled. I walked away from this going, and mostly again, it's sound design and that moment when you've seen the ghost or it's decided it wants to haunt. There's these moments of haunting and all your flashlights are going to flash. All the building lights are going to go crazy. And now it's on a hunt. It's hunting you, and you've got to go freaking hide somewhere. And that is
I always forget the name of this game, though. Tell me again.
It's Phasmophobia. I keep wanting to call it Phantasmagoria.
Me too, every time. Yeah.
Which is a thing.
Phasmophobia. It makes sense, though. So you're scared of phasmas.
Yeah, the phasma scare you, and the phobia is real. It's a neat thing.
No shiny stormtroopers.
No, no, no. And the other thing is this thing is sold like crazy. It's only $13, $13.99 or something. It sold so much. Like, I really felt like he thought he was just throwing up a fun demo of something, but it took off so big. I went and did the math. He's like $3 or $4 million in raw profit right now. Just on this freaking game.
It's amazing. It looks like to me is definitely one of those games where it's like you said, they did the right things. They focused on the gameplay first. And they're not even worried about the characters themselves because it's not important to what this game is.
No, you don't even need it because you are the characters. You and your friends rolling around in this thing talking to each other in real time. You are the characters. And you say stupid stuff. Like, I was in this game. The worst thing happened, by the way. We're in this game. We're in somebody's log cabin and we're trying to find this old ghost guy. And that place sucks. It's scary as shit. I don't like it in there.
Right.
The only place worse is the high school or the sanatorium place or whatever. But
Or
sanitarium. Sanatorium.
Sanitarium.
I'm thinking of Rick Santorum.
Sanitatium.
Anyway, so I'm in there and how did it go? Somebody we saw the ghost and it was one of those horrible like ring ghosts, like the lady with her hair in her face. And
The hair in the face and all that. And then they're like doing the backwards crab crawl. Yeah.
And she's whispering in your ear sometimes in your left ear. You're like, like that. And you're like, shit. And you have to go run or whatever. Anyway, that place is horrible. I hate that. Oh, just giving me the willies thinking about it. It's worse than like, you know, Evil Dead cabin. It's just awful.
Do you remember the crying kid that was, it was the witch or the crying kid that's in the Left 4 Dead series?
The witch. The witch is in the...
Yeah,
she sits off in the distance going... She goes... Oh, I hate that, dude. That game still gets me. I know, I'm not great with scary video games, as the world knows. But anyway, so this is what happened. Somebody sees it, gets a picture of it. Things are flashing. And I get a glimpse of it, and I'm like, I'm freaking... Nope. And I start running toward the door. And there were four of us. And one of us is a girl. Somebody else looks like Mark Zuckerberg. I'm another lady.
Right.
And then randomly, I think Tanner or somebody, or maybe it was Travis, but they were this black dude. And so I said, just as a way of signifying where I was going, not for any other reason, I said, I'm hiding behind the black guy. I said,
nice.
Which makes it sound like I know that in movies like this, the black guy dies first, and that's a terrible stereotype.
See, I wouldn't have thought that, but maybe people do still.
The way I said it, though, this sounded real dumb. Oh, see, this is flashing.
You streaming it?
Yeah, we streamed it. It was stupid. They captured it as a clip now, and it's forever a mark on my resume. So, but it's a hell of a thing.
They put it in the chat room. Trump poll posted in the chat room. The clip to the Twitch of you saying that is hilarious. Yeah. No, you weren't getting away without talking about that, were you? You were like,
No. And the thing is, your voice in this game is required. It's not I think maybe I'll have voice on. Like you want to have voice on. It's part of the experience.
Which is going to make for some hilarious.
Oh yeah. That's why everyone's BS. Streaming it. Yeah. That's why the streaming part of this is so monstery huge. It's just ridiculous. So that old high school, F that place. The sanitarium, also F that place. F the cabin. You know what? F these houses. F it all. Just like F houses. It all.
Just F it all.
It's all gross and scary, and I don't like it. But that's because it's really good at what it's doing. And so I'm impressed. Again, it's Phasmophobia. It came out on the 8th of September, has steadily just grown in popularity. Kinetic Games made it and published it. I think, again, like one or two people. It's creepy as shit and janky too. It's also funny sometimes because the way you bend and move when other people are walking around, it just is ridiculous looking, but that stuff will get better over time.
Available and I have now. This as well. And I haven't streamed it. I played it. Like I said, I just touched it like 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. I just got enough so I understand what my objective was. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, this looks interesting, but this is something you have to sit down and play.
It's pretty neat. I'm impressed. All right. Tell me
Phantasmagoria.
Yep. Phantasmagoria, yeah. Otherwise known as Phasmophobia.
Yes, it Phasmophobia.
Phasmophobia. I know. It's hard to remember for me as well. All right, Brian, tell me about Lumo. What the hell is that?
All right, so I'm doing my my usual Sunday night stroll through the Nintendo shop looking for some small indie titles. This one was on sale for a mere $2. It is called Lumo, and it is on the Switch for $2. You can pick it up for $20 elsewhere. This is another one of those 5-hour games, and what is it? Well, it's an old school gameplay where you're looking down, isometric view.
Whoa! Right? Now, what you're watching now? Into a computer like Flynn did on Tron.
That's exactly what this is. This game is a love letter to a lot of video game developing that Gareth Noyce did. Crackdown 2, Fable 2. So this guy this is a single developer thing. He made this game.
Wait, this is the guy that made Crackdown in those games? Is that what you're telling me?
Well, he was part of the team. He didn't do it on his own. Crackdown, big team. Fable 2, big team.
Yeah.
He was part of that, but this is his first solo endeavor far as I know. It's called AAA.
I have this game. I can't believe I didn't recognize it at first. This part where you're in the dungeon bit, I've done this. I have this somewhere.
Right. So it's isometric view, old school adventure game, over 400 rooms you can explore. And each one of those rooms generally has something that you can activate, or it may be a complete puzzle in the room, or it may just be a piece of the puzzle where you'll have to kind of do that Metroidvania thing. Because when you first start, you're just this little hopping wizard. You can't do much. And as you go along, you'll find that you unlock the ability to jump.
Yeah,
and you find keys and you unlock different areas. Like I said, there's 400 rooms.
That's a lot of rooms.
And in that Metroidvania type, it doesn't give you a new map, so you have to remember. It's like, oh, where am I at now? I'm in this room. Oh, I'm in this room. I don't know where I'm at now. I'm totally lost.
Yeah, can you jump in this game?
No, that's what I was just saying. You can hop when you first start.
Oh, you hop.
You have to unlock. Yeah, he's just like a little bunny hop, a little like that. Yeah. You know, and you can't jump over anything. It's pointless. You also might have seen that duck that was in that one room. There's tons of like little, as you go along, little collectibles. Like those ducks are hard to get to because you have to jump on them and jump back up onto your platformer. This is a platformer. Did I say that?
It an adventure game, but yes, I think you...
Yeah, it's an isometric adventure game platformer, which gets difficult if you haven't played an isometric platformer before. We used to have a lot of them back in the day, old school stuff there. But yeah, they're difficult because when you're trying to do platforming, it's very easy. When you can rotate the screen or if you're going, left or right. But, we're talking about isometric view. Yeah. It's not always easy because the shadows don't always fall where you think they are. You think you're jumping and it's like, I got it. No,
when
I
you
didn't.
When you want a 3D Mario things, this game is not letting you do that. You have to go. Perspective is the perspective. Yeah, that makes sense.
And so you can, there's a couple of modes you can play. You can play hardcore mode, essentially, where if you only have so many lives, or you can play it where it just respawns in the same room every time you die. Which is a lot of fun because these are all quick deaths. There's no health bars here. So all you're going to have is just insta death. And every time you die, it goes, it makes this really funny noise.
Hmm.
I love it. Yeah. Also, by the way, this game is, like I said, is an homage to a lot of games that Gareth Noyce worked on. And one of those things you just saw, one of the power-ups is something that was in Crackdown. And
so
it also makes the
crackdown
noise.
More different than this, though, like visually and gameplay-wise.
Yeah, like I said, he worked with it. He didn't develop Crackdown or nothing. He was just part of the process.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out what is similar about this and Crackdown. I can't tell.
Like I said, most of it's just like little homages here and there to different things. You'll find little bits and pieces here. Also, in some of these rooms, you can jump over the walls and there's things there. Like there's a cassette tape that you can collect, and it just keeps adding up and accruing. Is there any point system? No, not really. What's the point? Having fun, figuring out puzzles.
That's it. 400 just rooms. Some fun. That's it. That's all you want. Is
that's
fun?
It. Four unique rooms.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. Zones.
Yeah.
Six hidden mini games. Whatever those are, because I haven't found those yet.
Yeah.
Only paid. I mean, like to mention, I only paid $2 for this. And it's
$2. on Nintendo. It's normally $20. Like, that's a pretty good sale. I'm going to go see if it's still on sale. Can someone check?
It was as of the time of the show starting. I checked before I came.
Oh, well, then probably still is.
And I think I paid like $1.75 because I had like Nintendo points.
I think I have this on PC from a code or something. I gotta look at it. But
this game is great for the Switch. Now it might be okay on Steam and stuff, but I don't know if I want to sit in front of a computer and do this. This is classic lay in the bed and just loop. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
I gotta push this box here. Oh, by the way, there's like things like. There's this right now. The character is pushing this box so he can jump in a couple of higher places. There's also places where you got to figure out puzzles. It's like, why is this box in here? And every time I try to walk up to it, it kind of comes towards me. It's actually got to follow you around. So you got to, instead of pushing it, you got to let it follow you around. You got to let it become familiar with you.
Sure.
So yeah, there's a lot of puzzling parts of the game.
It's a Lumo made by Lumo. That dude.
One guy, Gareth Noyce. Yeah. AAA. It is spelled out as in triple and then EH question mark, which sounds like triple A.
Triple A.
You get it. It's a joke. And it's a publisher is Rising Star Games.
Huh.
And totally worth the $2. I don't know, unless you're just really jonesing for that isometric platforming adventure. I don't know if I would spend $20 on this. Not in 2020, maybe in 2017.
Oh yeah. Well, 2017 was a year, man. That was the time of our lives.
I was like, yeah, I was totally into it.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Lumo available now. Let's play a game. It's called Guess My Game. This is where Brian and I play a couple of sound clips and we try to guess what each other's game pick is. These are often older games. They don't have to be, but they usually are because that's more fun. I've chosen one here, Brian, as our first guess. Oh, I have to do this first. Where is it?
Great.
This guy right here. Sorry about that guy. All right, Brian, I'm going to play my clip. You're going to guess it. I'm going to tell you this is from the fabled 1998 year where many, many, many amazing.
That's a lot of games. In 98 was a good year for video games, my friend.
One of the best. So see if you can figure this one out. Here you go.
I have a simple job planned for this evening. Break into a guarded mansion, steal another fat nobleman's priceless trinket, and leave quietly. Lord Baffert is out of town, and rumor has it that the captain of his house guard went with him as a bodyguard. The time is ripe for a bit of burglary.
Any guesses?
The front gate of Lord Baffert's manor is always guarded.
I feel like I should know
the main
this.
Street is
He's
fine.
Just
I mean,
talking.
It's all kinds of names and...
The hint I'll give you is...
Around to the side.
This is the granddaddy of a genre that we now just accept as being a normal thing now.
Matters.
Let's put it this way. There's a big game coming out this week that is based on...
The piece Cuddy wants is a scepter.
The genre
silver,
that
jewels,
this game
the usual
sort of
adornments.
Created.
It should command a high price.
Well, I mean, I know Assassin's Creed's coming out. This doesn't sound like Assassin's Creed.
Well, you just decide what you think that is. What do you think? What do you think, Brian?
It's 1998's huge hit. Guy steals a thing.
That's true. You nailed it. That's it. Guy Did steals I? A thing. No. It's called Thief.
Thief.
The
of
Dark
course,
Project.
He's a thief.
Thief, the Dark Project, which came out.
Oh, the Dark Project. Yeah, you know, I never played that.
Oh, you should. It's amazing. It's one of the great stealth games ever made. Also, it's... super unfriendly to new players because they didn't know what they were doing yet. We have a lot way cooler mechanics these days. So, but it deserves a place in history as one of the most influential games ever made. And it's really too bad that a proper modern Thief game doesn't seem to take hold. Like there have been attempts and they just aren't good,
right.
Which bums me out because this thing was legit. It was a really good game.
Too legit.
Yeah.
Too legit to quit.
Very good. Thief, the Dark Project. All right. Brian, you didn't get mine, but I might get yours. I'm going to play it now. Let's see what it is. Old arcade game.
The year is 1982.
Oh my gosh, I know this.
You definitely know this.
This isn't Gorf, is it?
No.
Okay, hold on. Something inside of that house in that scary game I played. Is this
related to a gaming perspective that I talked about today?
Zaxxon.
Zaxxon.
That's it.
I still met you.
I used to love Zaxxon. Didn't they have a Zaxxon song on that stupid Pac-Man Fever album?
I still love Zaxxon.
Wasn't there a song on the Pac-Man album called Zaxxon Sucks or something like that? What was it?
No, it was Zaxxon, Zaxxoff.
No.
Is that right?
It was something else. Am I remembering that wrong? Hold on. Zaxxon.
Yeah, it was like the flip side song to the Pac-Man Fever, you say? What was it?
I'm looking it up here. Let's see, Zaxxon. This thing made it to all kinds of platforms. I remember that.
Yeah, but watching that, playing that isometric view just made me like, oh, I miss Zaxxon. God, they used to make me so excited when I would see Zaxxon. I'm like, oh yeah.
I swear there was one of those on there. Pac-Man Fever album had a whole bunch of other stuff, like doing the Donkey Kong and freaking some Frogger song Pac-Man and all that. Fever. Oh yeah, Buckner and Garcia songs. Here we go. Oh, these are so dumb. All right. Here they were. Number one, Froggy or Pac-Man Fever. Froggy's Lament was the Frogger one. Ode to Centipede. Do the Donkey Kong. Hyperspace, which was for Asteroids. It was Asteroids.
Asteroids.
The Defender for Defender. Mousetrap for Mousetrap. Going Berserk. E.T. for E.T. And Hostage, which I don't know what that is. But I guess I don't know.
I like the fact that they made a song for the E.T. game. It just wasn't like, E.T. sucks. E.T. sucks. Don't play E.T.
Don't play it. We're burying it in the desert. It's going to suck. All right. There's your game. And I won and you lost. How do you feel? How's that feel?
It feels all right because I never played Thief, so I don't feel too bad about knowing it.
All right. I wouldn't feel too bad.
If it was something that I knew absolutely, I would feel bad. But
a complete remake of Thief would be a very cool game.
So you say something's coming out this week based on Thief?
Why I was saying Assassin's Creed. Action game kind of owes a little bit to the Thief series. Yeah. So in my opinion. I could be wrong. Oh, yeah, there could be something else as influential.
I remember the original Assassin's Creed, and I was like, that's not Assassin's Creed for sure, but
yeah.
It makes sense.
What
was that game with the there's another thief type game, and there's like this guy, and he's got a cloak on.
Yeah.
And I can't remember the name of that game. Played it.
Thief 3, no?
No, it's not Thief 3. It's some weird, he's not human. He's like a orc or something. He's not an orc, though.
The goblin guy.
The little goblin guy. What's that one?
That's a thing I own. Stealth Goblin. What was that
called? Stealth Goblin. I want there to be a game called Stealth Goblin. That's what I want.
Video game.
It might just be called Goblin or something like that. It's something like.
It's like Sticks. That's it. Sticks.
Tally got it.
Sticks. Sticks, Master of Shadows. Sticks. Yeah.
That's it.
It's called the thing on PC Gamer says Styx, Master of Shadows, offers vertical goblin based stealth. So there's that.
Of course.
I love the idea of goblin based stealth. What year was this? 2015, 2014. So there you go.
Them sneaky goblins.
Was that game any good? I don't remember if it was good.
What I played, I enjoyed, but it was very vertical. It was an odd stealth game.
Their website no longer goes to it, so I couldn't die.
Oh, too bad.
Well, all right then. That was fun. I enjoyed that. Will I enjoy this? I bet I do. Time for us to read an email from a listener. This is from Frank from America's Wang. You know where that is, Florida.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a penis. It's a big
those
penis.
Maniacs.
Oh, man. They just never know when to stop. It says here, he sent this to this address, boopshow@gmail.com. He says, forget Cyberpunk and whatever else came or will come out this year. Hades is my pick for 2020 Game of the Year. During episode 261 of Boop, just before talking about the Solitaire conspiracy, Scott finally pushed me over the edge and I picked it up on the Switch, despite having purchased it twice on Steam as gifts for my friends and family on their wish list. I hadn't picked it up for myself. Boy, what was I thinking? Game of the Year, hands down. Thanks, Scott and Brian, for your show of Boops. Frank from America's Penis.
Nice.
What do you think of that?
I think that's amazing. And I feel so left out that you brought up a Thief reference this week and I didn't know what it was. And I feel like I'm really missing out on Hades. Is it Hades or Hades?
Hades.
There's no E's in there. There's only one E. It can't be long at the end.
Yeah, it goes Hades.
It has to elongate the A. Hades. It's Hades.
I like yours better, honestly, if I'm being honest. Hades is amazing. And if you haven't played it yet, Brian, it's an incredible game.
What is there a deal on that?
No, I think you're just going to pay.
I'm spending a lot of money right now, but I really want to play it.
You're going to pay $28 for it, or $9 or whatever it is. It's too popular to be on sale yet. It's just everyone loves that game. That thing's on many people's best of list this year, so I would not be surprised if it stayed there. So anyway, Hades, or as Brian calls it, Hades.
Hades. Historic low, $6.99. That can't be right.
Where's
current
that?
Best is $24.99.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I'm on Is There Any Deal. If you haven't checked it out, do check out Is There Any Deal. Historic low, it was on the Epic Game Store for 65% off for $6.99.
Do you guys like Brian's profile camera that we watch him all day on? How do you guys like it? Because it's all profile of you. We never see you actually look at the camera.
I know. I've actually thought about that. I was actually going to move before we did this today. I was messing with my camera. I was going to move it to the other side so I'm facing towards it, because right now it's on the right hand side of my TV.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at all this on, so I need to move it to the other side.
Oh, you got a TV for that? That's awesome. Do it on a TV.
Yeah, I'm looking right at a TV. I'm watching you. Got my notes over here.
I want a TV behind me that I can like project stuff on while I'm talking.
Oh, that'd be fun too.
Yeah. It's not going to happen, though. And I don't want to do green screen.
Over there.
I'm so sick of green screen on Twitch. I'm done with it.
You sick of setting up for it? Or are you sick of looking at it?
I'm sick of setting up for it, but I'm also sick of looking at it. I don't like looking. I don't like it. I just see the green little fuzz around everybody's head, and it's just enough to drive me a little crazy. And even people with like perfect lighting, it's just like, okay, we get it. We can see your big freaking face overlaid on some... I don't know. I don't know why. I don't know why. It's a thing with me. Can't explain it. It's fine.
Great.
I'm not saying this. Anybody else
something.
Should adhere to my problem, but this is definitely one of my problems.
I'm so sick of looking at your stupid green screen head.
Yeah, I don't want to see your green screen head.
Stupid jerks. Ruining my life.
Here's how to get a hold of us. Poopshow@gmail.com. For everything else, frogpants.com/BOOP. And that's going to do it for the show. Follow us on Twitter, too. Boop Show. Brian Dunaway is at The Brian Dunaway. I'm at Scott Johnson. So do all those things. And before we leave, we'd like to give Brian a chance to make a comment or a statement that will help us all get through our weekend or our week. So, Brian, what will it be this week on a new console week? What advice do you have for the listeners?
Better hold on to your butts, because you know why? Target's not going to have any of those things they said they're going to have.
Jeez, you're right.
But they better.
They might.
Because I'm going to try.
They might. Let us know how it goes. We'll do that. We're off next week. I forgot to mention that. I'll be out of town next week.
Oh, wait.
Monday through
that's right.
Friday. All the shows are not on as a result. My wife is finally getting some time away, and I'm going with her. So that's happening. We're going to a remote place where no one else is, far away from virusy people. And,
I've known more people this year say they're going to, a cabin.
Yeah.
Or someplace.
Yeah.
Or just middle of nowhere. Yep. Which is good. That's good. That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, it's what you're supposed to do. And you need some time away, so you do what you gotta do. It's about four hours
away.
You
just don't get too much COVID in that hot tub.
About a 4-hour drive. My kids are all here running the joint. They're gonna be house sitting for us. So the dogs are good, everything's good. It's gonna be great. So we'll see you the following week is what I'm trying to say.
Have
a fantastic time between now and then. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
I don't like steam. I love steam.